This episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by Gusto, online payroll and benefits service built for modern small businesses. And keep listening. I'm going to tell you how to get 3 months free. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz. My guest today is Sharon Vinderine. She is the founder of Parent Tested, Parent Approved. So Sharon, thanks for joining me.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show today.
So since I gave you that really short intro, because we're going to talk mostly about, I think you probably call it PTPA, probably for short.
Less of a mouthful, for sure.
What did you do before you were running this organization?
Oh, that feels like a lifetime ago. I don't even remember anymore. No, just kidding. I actually had started one of the first wireless internet companies in Canada.
Oh, wow.
So, really strong tech background. That's kind of where my heart is. Love tech. I'm a total tech geek.
So give us just a quick overview then of PTPA. And then, of course, I want to know, like, where'd the idea come? You know, how do you go from wireless internet to this?
I mean, doesn't it just seem like such a natural transition?
Well, I suspect the tech part probably didn't hurt because there was probably a little tech in getting it started up.
Absolutely. So, you know, the whole impetus for this business was around the notion of trust. I was a new mom and I was running out to stores and I was purchasing lots of products, spending a fortune of money. And my decision-making was based on, ooh, does it look great in a package? And is it really expensive? Well, then it must be great. And I would bring these products home and I'd find that they had no value or they weren't doing the job that they promised. And I realized that the best guidance I received on products was from my friends, my peers, people who were at the same life stage as me. And I realized that that was a unique business opportunity. You know, I trust my friends. I trust my peers. So the notion of creating a seal of approval that garners trust at a glance, that just made complete and total sense to me.
Well, so what year was this that you started this?
2007.
Okay. So before we had Facebook groups.
Yeah,
that people do a lot of that sharing in now. But was there a model that I won't say you copied, but that kind of gave you a guide?
Yeah. I actually copied and just made it a heck of a lot better. So in between my wireless internet business and PTPA, I'm really not good at kind of doing nothing. So in my brief maternity leave, I invented a baby product. And I needed help promoting this baby product because I wanted to get it into as many stores as possible. And I was killing myself trying to do that. So I found an awards program online in the US that was very focused on helping build brands. So basically it was pay us many thousands of dollars. We are going to get you real live feedback from your target audience. And then we're going to help you promote it. Promote your product. So I thought, okay, well, this seems ingenious. I submitted my product for this award, spend those many thousands of dollars. And when I found out I won, I was hugely excited to log into their website and read the consumer feedback because I figured it'd be really objective. And I logged in and the consumer feedback consisted of your product was really pretty and really soft because it was a baby towel. And I thought, okay. And then I thought, great. So at least now they're going to help me promote it, even though I didn't get great feedback. But it turns out the opportunities for promoting it were pretty much non-existent. They wanted me to pay extra from anything like just even having my URL on their page in those days associated with my product. So I thought, okay, well, you have taken advantage of an entrepreneur. And when you do something like that to an entrepreneur, it's going to come back to bite you in the ass because I am going to create something that is so much better than the program that you guys have now swindled me with.
Yeah. So give one of the things we haven't talked about is the mechanics. So how does your program work? Kind of explain the mechanics of it.
So a brand comes to us because they are hoping to earn that seal of approval to use on their product packaging or marketing. They pay a fee to get their product tested. And what happens is they tell us this is my target demographic for my product. So for example, let's say this, we have a Dyson fan, and they might tell us we want a particular consumer, a particular income level, particular age. We will match that product up with families within our database based on that target demographic. Those families then receive that product at no charge to them, and they will get to keep that product in exchange for providing their feedback. So we provide them with a custom survey. We need quantitative, qualitative data. And based on all that data, we determine if the product earns the seal of approval. Now, if for any reason there are issues and the product did not live up to expectations and it does not earn that seal, we actually give the manufacturer back 70% of their fees. And we give them the market research that we have garnered on their behalf. If it does earn the seal, then it kind of opens them up to our platform, our community of 200,000 moms, the license for our seal of approval. So that's really all the steps involved in earning it. The only way you can earn it is being tested by real families.
Okay, so I know the answer to this question that I'm getting ready to ask you.
All right.
I'm sure there's some other people out there wondering this. You are a for-profit business.
Yes.
So is there ever a challenge to balance the fact that, you know, you need these people to come to you and pay for this?
Yeah.
And so then is there ever pressure then to go, let's let them in?
So completely understand your perspective on that. The beauty of our program is that it's completely transparent, meaning the brands that submit their product, they can see exactly what the consumer said about their product. So it's a transparent system. So if me as a mom goes in and says, I hated this product, the brand can see that. And then they would go to us, okay, well, these people all hated my product. How am I winning this?
In addition
to that, the whole brand is dependent, its success is dependent on the credibility. So if I give you a seal of approval to put on your lousy product,
then
no consumer is ever going to trust my seal again. So it's not in my best interest to pass products that don't truly earn that certification.
Yeah, and obviously that's the long-term view for sure.
Yep.
The company that swindled you had the short-term view, right?
Got it.
And so I suspect you probably have companies that come to you and just say, hey, how much? How much is it?
Oh, yeah, right? All the time. So I get a combination of how much in order to buy the seal because they assume it's a pay-for-play. Or I get, let me send you lots of samples so you can use them in your home and see how fabulous it is. And I always say to them the same thing. I am not your judge and jury. Real families using your product in a real life environment, they are your judge and jury. And that is the only way you are getting your product tested with us.
So let's talk about impact. Impact from two sides. One, the manufacturer or person that's selling the product or service. Do you have some feeling at least, or maybe you have hard data on just what impact having your seal makes on perhaps the potential sale of their product?
Sure. So we have brands who have used our seal of approval on product pack, shelf talkers, QVC, television commercials. Brands like that have come back and told us that they've seen anywhere from a 6 to 8% increase in sales. Now, again, that's a brand that has used it on everything.
Yeah.
Then we have brands who say, you know, I just want to be able to say my product's award-winning and I'm going to put it on my website and that's going to be the only place they're going to see it. Obviously, the impact is going to be less there.
Yeah.
But the beauty of the program is that they are still getting brand awareness from my community of 200,000 moms. So, you know, they're not silos. They are, it's kind of this grouping of activities that allows them to build that brand recognition.
Have you ever seen an instance where, again, focusing on impact, where you've actually helped a brand improve a product? Because I mean, they got tons of feedback from your folks that said, no, this little thing over here is too long or whatever it is.
You got it. So it was actually interesting. We did something like that for the Rachel Ray Show. Mm. So they wanted us to come to them with a product that had lost. We gave them feedback. The brand improved the product based on the feedback, then came back, got retested, and won. So very much so. We feel that my goal with the company was, from the consumer perspective, I wanted to help them make better purchasing decisions and help them trust brands. Yeah. But from the manufacturer side, I really want to change the way manufacturers are making their products. I want them to make a better product because they're going to benefit. If they're making something better, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to tell all my friends to buy it. It is a win-win. So absolutely, there are brands who've taken that guidance and have made changes based on that feedback.
Is there a bigger mission? I mean, obviously, we're talking about the very specific, tangible things, but is there sort of a societal mission, to making the world a better place, one product at a time?
Absolutely. So, as I mentioned earlier, the families in our database, when they get selected, they get products completely for free. So, to date, we have given away over $1 million in products to families. All across North America, actually. And our goal is pay it forward. It's the whole adage that you can't get something, like, if it's too good to be true, if you're getting it for free, and I've completely messed up that quote. But the reality is, we are giving you something for free. We are not asking for it back. All we're hoping that you will do is realize that there's an opportunity to pay it forward. There's an opportunity to do something nice for someone else. You've benefited maybe from a mattress that we just gave you that's worth $1,500. Maybe it'll inspire some goodness. That's the goal.
And now let's hear from this week's sponsor. Look, paydays are great, but running payroll, calculating taxes, deductions, compliance, that's not easy. Unless, of course, you have Gusto. Gusto is simple online payroll and benefits built just for small businesses. Gusto automatically files your payroll taxes and directly deposits your team's pay. Plus, you can offer all kinds of other benefits, 401ks, health insurance, workers' comp, and more. And because you're a listener to this show, you're going to get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. So go to gusto.com/tape. That's gusto.com/TAPE, and tell them John sent you. So you're talking about moms, and you've been talking about a lot of baby products, but are you kind of expanding out beyond what maybe your original product focus was?
Sure. So we were focused on baby products probably between 2007 and 2010. Since then, we have done anything and everything from, we have tested cars, we have tested, full ranges of food, beauty lines. At the end of the day, even as parents, there's a limit to how much we want to buy for our kids. We want to look after ourselves and our spouses and our relationships. And, on a day-to-day basis, you need things for yourself. And a seal of approval has an impact on all of your purchasing decisions. And, while we launched with parent tested, parent approved, we also have family tested, family approved. We've launched geek tested, geek approved. No surprise there. So we really have broadened our horizons because we recognize that as we as consumers age, there's different things we want for ourselves.
So tell me a little bit about your journey as an entrepreneur then. You've got this thing figured out to some extent now, and it has been successful, but what were some of the hurdles getting it to that point, or maybe some of the biggest learnings for you as an entrepreneur?
Right. So I will never be able to say, I don't believe I will ever be able to say that I've got this figured out, because if I'm saying that, then I've become stagnant. I feel like the hurdles, and they're probably daily hurdles, there's something new throwing itself at me every day, this small pandemic. I would say, from a people perspective, it took me a long time to realize that I'm only as good as my team of people. It took me a long time to really make sure. So I used to spend a lot of time looking at what the competition was doing and trying to keep up with what they were doing. And then I realized that by the time I get to what they're doing, they're already going to have moved on to that next thing. So what I have to do is use some creativity, use that entrepreneurial mind of mine to kind of, jump ahead of them and figure out what the next best thing is. So I learned that I really have to be innovating constantly. I need to be afraid on a daily basis in terms of the kinds of risks I'm taking, because I'm not really a big risk taker when it comes to, you know, outside of my business. But as a business person, I think you really need to be in order to succeed. And what else? I mean, I feel like there's so many hurdles. I don't even know how to narrow it down. Like, it doesn't matter how long you're in business. I feel like there's always something being thrown your way. It's like this endless roller coaster ride where most of the time you are on a downslope and, you know, you can't wait for those highs, but they're far and few between.
So tell me a little bit about your team. I mean, what does it take to send out, you know, $1 million worth of stuff and or orchestrate at least the sending out of that obviously you're managing your community and things like that. What kind of people organization does that take?
So we are a tiny organization. We are just under 10 people. So we are small but mighty. We all wear a ton of different hats. We really overlap in terms of the fact that there's no task that, you know, one person is the only person who knows how to do it and the other person doesn't. So we work very much as a team. We have no choice but to do so when you're a tiny team. And I think it's really about finding people who really are passionate about what you're doing. I think it's not enough to just have people come on board who are looking for work. Yeah. You need people who really believe in what the seal of approval is, what it can do, and the impact it can have. I think that's really important. You know, even we, you know, people come and go all the time and you're always learning new interview techniques. But to me, when I'm interviewing someone, I want to see some passion there. You know, whether I'm doing this face to face or via Zoom, I want some passion in your eyes when you are talking about product testing, impacting the lives of families, getting excited about that seal of approval. Because if it's not there, it's not the kind of thing that's really going to grow. It's something that needs to be there innately.
So you mentioned the pandemic. I mean, has that changed? I've been asking a lot of business owners this, but has that effectively altered how you are going to work on a day-to-day basis, other than the fact that you probably don't have people sitting around the office?
So, you know, the pandemic in an interesting manner has really solidified in the marketplace what I've been saying for the last 13 years. Trust is the most valuable currency we have. And it's the only currency that doesn't depreciate. In fact, throughout this pandemic, it is appreciated. So consumers who used to walk into a store and have 10 choices when they're looking for their vacuum, they now have hundreds and hundreds of choices when they're shopping online, because that's where they're shopping. And how is a brand going to stand out from their competition?
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, this has given us, you know, some support in what we've been saying. You know, credibility is key, trust is key, and that's really very much what our program offers. We've been able to come back into the offices because our offices, everybody sits in their own office. We have an individual space, so that's been great because I feel like camaraderie is so incredibly important.
Yeah, there's only so much you can get out of all this Zooming, isn't there?
Zooming, Skyping, and you name it, we're doing it.
So I know that you, your bio, you know, shared some of this. I know that you get called upon, you know, quite often to do, you know, television shows and things of that nature. Do you find, are there plans or is there a little pull from, say, manufacturers that just want to consult with you?
I would say, you know, there's not enough of them that are open to taking guidance.
Yeah.
The bigger brands have such big teams. True. They've got it all figured out. And the really small brands have poured their sweat equity into their products. And, you know, they are very singular focused and believe that the way they're doing it is the right way. Yeah. So I would say less from the consulting perspective. You know, they really want to leverage what we've built, that credibility, that community, and those television opportunities. Yeah. You know, I would say when it comes to PR, they're probably more open to learning. You know, we have had a lot of success over the years with television. So from that perspective, they're very open to learning.
And is that a part of your product offering then? Is that the promotional aspect of it?
So less so over the last year or so, obviously. Now I'm doing a lot more digital content on behalf of brands that have earned our seal. So I will create videos on their behalf because television, you know, has become a much more difficult medium. I can't travel to the shows I was traveling to before. And it's also, television's also become pay for play. So either you're willing to pay the big bucks to be able to appear, it's no longer what it used to be.
Yeah, yeah, no question. Very few things are. So if somebody is a consumer who says, gosh, I'd like to be, you know, considered for getting some of those trial products, and then obviously a manufacturer, are there different places they should contact you, or where would you like to send people?
So from a consumer perspective, they can go to ptpa.com and click the Join Now button and sign up to be a parent tester. And brands that are interested in learning more, they can go to ptpaawards.com, and all the information on our program is there.
Awesome. Sharon, thanks so much for taking a moment to stop by the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast, and hopefully we'll run into you someday when we're all back out there on the road.
Sounds fabulous, John. Thanks so much.